Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. The gospel is great news. Dear Heavenly Father, please speak to our hearts today, to all the hearts listening, wherever they are and whatever they're doing. Lord, may your Holy Spirit speak to these hearts in a special way, that whether they are able to listen to this entire program or even just a few moments, may they hear your voice, sense your love for them, and let them be changed into your likeness. We know your scripture indicates that no man comes to you except your Spirit draws them to you. For those who tune in today that do not have a saving knowledge and relationship of you and are not born again, please come alongside of them. Help them to understand your love through your word that is shared in word and in song. Help change their direction from everlasting punishment to enjoying the fullness of your grace and having the confidence of eternal life with you now and into eternity. Now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you. We ask these things in the precious name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Nothing to be proud about till he called my name. Just one among many, not a hero to anyone, but still he came. He said, "Child, you're special." I said, "How can it be?" Then he simply answered, "You were meant to be like me." And though I'll never understand the reason why, or what it was he saw in me through his loving eyes, he chose me. Hard to imagine why he chose me when he knows me better than I know myself. Before I knew to call for help, he chose me. What can I give with the life that I'm living? Is there some good I've done? What is it he sees that the Father was pleased to sacrifice his Son? A love such as this love I can't comprehend, but of one thing I'm certain, that love just never ends. And yet I'll never understand the reason why, or what he still sees in me through his loving eyes. Chose me. It's hard to imagine why he chose me. chose me when he knows me better than I know myself. Before I knew to call for help, he chose me. A love such as this love, I can't comprehend. But of one thing I'm certain, this love just never ends. And yet I'll never understand the reason why, or what he still sees in me through his loving eyes. He chose. There's a line that's been drawn through the ages. On that line stands an old rugged cross. On that cross, a battle is raging. For the gain of man's soul or his loss. On one side march the forces of evil, all the demons and devils of hell. On the other, the angels of glory, and they meet on Golgotha's hill. The earth shakes with the force of the sun refuses to shine, for there hangs God's Son in the balance, and then through the darkness he
of war have come home. There were battlefields of my own making. I didn't know that the war had been won. Then I heard that the king of the ages had fought all the battles for me. And that victory was mine for the claiming. And now, praise his name, I am free.
It is finished.
The battle is over.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And to learn more about this ministry online, go to calltoworship.us. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to your choice of previous programs. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share prayer requests and testimonies, as well as finding out what the topic will be for the next week's program. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
I got a call from an old friend. We laughed about how we had changed, but I could tell things weren't going as well as he claimed. He tried to hide his feelings, but they only gave him away. The longer I listened, the more I kept wishing that I knew the right words to say. Can you reach my friend? You're the only one who can. Lord, I know you love him. Make him understand. Can you reach my friend? Bring his searching to an end. Help him give his heart to you. We talk for more than an hour, and I smiled when he mentioned your name. I said that I knew you and told him the difference you've made. He never thought he would meet you, but maybe he's changing his mind. As we said goodbye, Lord, he told me that I had found something that he'd like to find.
Our prayer is that this call to worship is a valuable part of your worship today as we're looking at the gospel great news.
Shackled by a heavy burden, but me, a load of guilt and shame. Floods my soul.
And made me whole.
as we are looking today at the reality of the gospel, if you listening today, if you haven't yet developed a relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, then I ask you to please listen closely and consider the following truths of Scripture. You'll be reminded of how the God of creation loves you and wants you to know Him better. He is ready and willing to accept you just the way you are. In the beginning, God created all things. Man and woman disobeyed His instructions, the first sin. All humans born to them and in every generation to this day have inherited that nature to sin. God loves us and made a way to take the punishment for us through His Son. Christ died, shed His precious blood, taking all of our punishment on Himself. Let's begin our scripture reading with Romans chapter 3. No one can ever be made right with God by doing what the law commands. The law simply shows us how sinful we are. But now God has shown us a way to be made right with Him without keeping the requirements of the law, as was promised in the writings of Moses and the prophets long ago. We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, with undeserved kindness, declares that we are righteous. He did this through Christ Jesus when He freed us from the penalty for our sins. From Romans 5, God showed His love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 6, for the wages of this sin is death, but the gift, the free gift of God, is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. John 3, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. From Romans 10, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. That's saved from having to personally take the punishment for your sin. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. The gospel of Jesus Christ is described in 1 Corinthians 15. Now I would remind you, brothers of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. From 1 John chapter 5, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked for of Him. To keep it real basic, the thief on the cross believed and received. And Christ Himself proclaimed that He would be with him eternally. Look at Luke chapter 23. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed Him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he turned and said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." 2 Corinthians chapter 6. As God's partners, we beg you not to accept this marvelous gift of God's kindness and then ignore it. For God says, "At just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation." If you recognize your need for a Savior, then believe, and by faith accept God's free gift. Be saved from the penalty of sin. Ephesians 2, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Talk to Jesus. He will hear you and will help you. Go to someone you know who knows Jesus. Tell them about your decision. You can also contact us through our website. And for those of you who are Christians, rejoice in the love of God and His grace and pray for others that God will make Himself known to them. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song as we've looked at the great news of the gospel. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write. I'd love to hear from you. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. If you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, the God-man, I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe God, the eternal Creator King, loves us, sent Jesus to die for our sins, and brought Him back to life, God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ through God's Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow's not a given, but the offer of salvation is. When you make a decision, please let us know by mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you might have life through His name.
Beyond my fault and saw my need.